Will we roll up our sleeves every year to fight COVID? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The FDA is considering a new flu-like strategy with vaccine recommendations of a once-a-year shot.
This proposal was revealed in briefing documents ahead of an FDA advisory committee meeting Thursday. This would rely then on an updated COVID vaccine each year that attempts to match the circulating strain at the time. This, they hope, might simplify things if people only need one shot, though the panel would consider recommending two doses for seniors, immunocompromised folks, and children.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a drug trial started this morning in New York City for Genaro Garcia Luna.
Mexico's highest-ranking government official to ever be criminally charged and tried in the U.S.
Fox's Brian Yenes details the charges outside the Brooklyn court.
The man who led Mexico's war against the drug cartels was instead accepting briefcases stuffed with tens of millions of dollars worth of bribes from the Sinaloa cartel. In exchange, Garcia Luna provided secret intel, protection, and helped with smuggling at least 50,000 kilos of cocaine into the U.S.
They're starting to pick a jury this morning in South Carolina to put disgraced lawyer Alex Murdoch on trial. He's charged with murdering his wife and son. Why did he do it is a big question still in California after Saturday's shooting at a dance studio that left 10 people dead, 10 wounded.
Reports are circulating that this was over some kind of domestic violence dispute. However, police have not confirmed that information. They have not released details on a motive.
Fox's Christina Coleman in Monterey Park. The 72-year-old Asian gunman killed himself in his van yesterday as police approached. There are reports that Justice Department could next search President Biden's Delaware Beach home or other properties after more classified documents were found Friday at the Biden Wilmington home. These all date back to his days as vice president and Senate. Republican Congressman James Comer tells Fox,
something bad is going on here, and this is of the utmost importance for our national security.
Comer's investigating his chair of the House Oversight Committee. America's listening to Fox.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Ukraine may get a weapon of war it has long sought to battle Russia. Tanks. Not from the U.S., though. We refuse to send our Abrams tanks.
The German-made Leopard 2 tanks are just what Ukraine needs to take the fight to Russia. They were designed to compete with the Russian equivalent. But Germany's been reluctant to provide. And although countries like Poland want to lend Ukraine their own stock, they need German permission. Now, Poland's prime minister says he is going to ask Berlin to allow it. And Germany's foreign minister has vowed she won't stand in the way. The US maintains its tanks are too complex to send to Ukraine, while the British have promised 14 of their own. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
There's up to 13 people in Atlanta to face domestic terror charges after six were arrested during weekend protests. After a group's call for rage targeting police following an activist's protesting the construction of a police training center, shooting and wounding a state trooper last week, then being killed in return fire.
Protests in Atlanta this weekend devolved into riots as participants dressed in black clothing and masks armed with explosives burned a police car and damaged buildings along Peachtree Street in the city's downtown. Three men and three women are now charged with felonies and misdemeanors. All but one of them are from elsewhere, even as far away as Washington State. Eben Brown, Fox News.
More layoffs are coming in the tech sector, on top of the much bigger job cuts already announced by Amazon and Google and Facebook and Microsoft.
Spotify says it will cut 6% of its global workforce because it needs to reduce costs. The music streaming company based in Sweden says the job cuts are difficult but necessary. The 6% reduction translates to about 588 employees.
That's Fox's Jenny Casola. On Wall Street, stocks are up big. The Dow's gaining 330 points. The Nasdaq's up almost 200. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.